Now, I loved the latest album by The Fall, Fall Heads Roll. And so when the band's representatives got in touch with Mixing It to ask if we'd like to host a session by the band, the answer was immediately affirmative. To my surprise, the group's leader, Marquis Smith, was even prepared to answer a few questions, something the tricky old punk seldom submits to on the radio. I asked him first about this latest version of a band that gets a complete makeover every couple of years or so.
Ben Pritchard is on guitar, and Eleni Pillow, that's my wife, she's on keyboard. You got Steve Trafford on bass, and Spencer Birtwistle on drums.
And you've obviously had quite, you've been through quite a few lineups of The Fall over the years. How do you go about recruiting?
That's right. This group's about a generation younger than me, which I think is a good one.
Yeah, and how do you go about recruiting new musicians?
They can't be Fall fans.
Oh, really? And how do you find that out?
It's easy, you know.
Yeah. And why?
I mean, the guitarist and the bass player were about 7 years old when my first record came out. You know.
So not being Fall fans means that they're not going to try and imitate what went before.
It's good because I don't like musicians in a lot of ways. You know, it's rock musicians, and you know, I don't particularly fond of them. I don't like to socialise with them.
How do you actually write your songs? Obviously, you write the words. When it comes to the music, how do you actually put these songs together? Do you play the guitar, for instance?
I used to, but I gave it up when I used to play the piano as well. But I stopped. Because I'm sort of very in the atonal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of dislearned a lot of things.
So the actual structures of your songs, where do they come from then?
I do the structures. I whistle and things like that into a tape recorder and play at the group. But that's only 50% of the work. The other 50% is tunes that are put forward by the group. And so which is very interesting. See, if they're not Fall fans, they're not going to give me a... I mean, you wouldn't believe the rubbish I get, you know, like, get, like, sub Pink Floyd, Eric Clapton stuff from them, the young kids. That's surprising, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like punk never happened.
That's right. Oh, yeah, they play the dad's music.
Yeah.
So, I've started playing the keyboards a lot, but I don't know. You know, with... I've gone off the piano a lot. You know, yeah. So,
The lyrics, your extraordinary, wonderful lyrics. Do they sound as if they're all written in one breath? They've got a fantastic sort of momentum to them. Is that how they're actually done, or do you sort of toil over them more?
I do. One song can take a 6 months, believe it or not. It doesn't sound like it, but one song can take 2 minutes.
Tell us about the songs you're actually playing for this session.
You're doing
three tracks on the new album.
Assume.
You're doing Assume, Pacifying Joint, and Midnight in Aspen, right?
Right.
Okay.
And a cover version of The Monks.
Yeah. Yes. Now let's talk about the cover version of The Monks. Who were The Monks and why did you choose this tune?
Well, The Monks were six GIs in Germany in the mid-60s. And they were very sort of cultish group. And I got a cassette of them. God, it must have been 1980. And there's only cassettes available. I think half of them are dead, to be honest. But last tour of America, they actually turned up. And Gary, the lead singer, he wrote to me and said, he's come back out of retirement with the other two. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? But they are nutcases.
What did you like about the song and the band?
Well, they say they got like electric banjo, and you got to hear the LP, really. You see, it's very funny because they're making a film about the Monks in Germany. So I had all these people ringing me up, going like, "How did you know the Monks?" Because we did cover versions of theirs on a Extricator about This is like 1990, you know. Brought them out of their, where monks live. Where do monks live?
Yeah.
In Covens.
Like a sort of, say, almost like a mini tribute band of monks.
No, but they were insane because they'd been to Vietnam, you see.
Ah.
The Iggledy Piggledy is a very good song.
Let's talk about Assume. Tell us about that song, how you wrote it.
That is a random one, definitely.
What, quick fire, just came out.
Yeah, it's about humans and air flight and rabbits and things like that.
Great. And passive, that's makes perfect. Sense, that's perfect. That's exactly what
that's,
we need.
That's them, that. That's the group. That's not me. I didn't want to do that. That's, go on.
They chose that one, did they? The band did.
Yeah.
So it's quite a democratic thing, The Fall.
Believe it or not, yes.